This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is up, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 179. On this week's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about practicing feels and getting super deep and in through several layers of specific feels and why that is advantageous. I have found that, at least in my experience, and I'm sure other people have felt this way, we tend to associate a genre or a feel, I should say, with one song, or a song that epitomizes, you know, a shuffle or swing or jazz or hip hop or metal or whatever. And we tend to stay within that song, assuming that we learn what we need from that. I'm going to get into some details as far as that and how that could actually be a good thing. But before I get started, as usual, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse: Zildjian Cymbals, LP Percussion, Vader Drumsticks, Evans Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpad Accessories, Yuka Tape, Nirvana Handpans. Actually, I want to give a shout out to Kala Brand for sending me an amazing U-bass a couple of months ago, a U-bass and a ukulele, which have been absolutely unbelievable. And also, last but not least, I want to thank my friends from Ultimate Ears. And if you're looking to upgrade your in-ear game and you're looking for your very first pair of molds and the best listening and performing experience, basically, look no further. Check out Ultimate Ears. And if you like what you see and you want to order some stuff, I will give you a code. You will have, or you will email my friend Joe Lester that works for Ultimate Ears at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com. You send him the code DA20 and you will get a 20% discount. This is a very thought-provoking topic for me, because I am one of those people that believes that every single song, as simple, quote unquote, as it is, could be a massive, massive universe when it comes to learning. I believe that we can learn so much from every single little song. It could be having to do with paying attention to detail if we need help with that. It could have to do with song structure. It might have to do with a specific tempo that we're not great at, or if we're good at that specific tempo in that, you know, style of music, we keep honing in on that, and so on and so forth. And last but not least, it has to do with feel. Sometimes we listen to a song and it feels very, very simple, but the feel in trying to play along to it and making it sound great are completely different things. And you've heard me talk about that before, and you've heard a million people obviously talk about that, because it is not my concept. But that is one of the things that separates professional musicians from amateurs, so to speak, and that is a deep pocket, deep feel, deep understanding of the feel of the music and the feel of the feel. I know that sounds redundant, but you'll understand what I mean. And that is one of those things that add value to your musicality. So one of the things that one of the mistakes I've made in the past was assuming that I knew a feel because I knew a song within that world. And I think for me, it happened mostly in when I was starting to play world music type of stuff, where let's just say that there was a African beat in 6/8, and I practiced a song by whatever, whomever artist, and I felt really good with that song. And of course I got an introduction to the groove and to the feel, but it's not quite it. And knowing the feel is what I mean as a whole. So it was a little bit of a rude awakening when I had to do or play along with people, and the song wasn't identical to the recording in terms of length, in terms of, you know, cues and things of that nature. So I found myself basically in open water, just fully lost. But I shouldn't have, because I knew the feel, right? Or at least that's what I thought. So this has sort of morphed into how we practice things properly and better, and how we can enhance not only our practice, but the results of what we're trying to accomplish. So in a very roundabout way, what I'm trying to say is that if you are playing a show and there's a transition or a song that has like a punk feel to it, right? You might think what punk is. You might think what punk should be played as. You might think, you know, you have a complete understanding because you know a song by The Descendants, right? And even though learning that one song by The Descendants can be incredibly informative and massive, and it could be like quintessential, it could be a pillar to your musicality. Like, hey, if you're going to learn one, you know, punk song, learn, you know, Coffee Mug by The Descendants, for example. But you have to practice that feel in numerous circumstances. And by that, I mean tempos, intensity, dynamics as well, because it'll just give you this all around, well-rounded, all-encompassing control of the song later on when you go back to it, if that makes any sense. So I encourage you to embrace the one song of a style that you love if you want to learn salsa music or any different variety of genres. Pick a song, get deep into it, and then start branching out, and then start understanding about X, Y, or Z within that world. And the more you work on other stuff, hopefully it'll translate into a better result for you with whatever song you're trying to be better at, if that makes any sense. So to give you a sort of a personal example of something that has helped and something that how I learned this lesson. I auditioned for this band back in the day in Boston. I'll start with the latter. I auditioned with this band in Boston, and I thought I knew the feel properly. I had just gone to college. I thought I understood the importance of all that stuff. And what I realized was that I only knew that feel, that very specific Afro-Cuban groove, in a very specific tempo on the song that they had recorded, that they had asked me to audition for or audition with. And when they extended vamps, when I was supposed to hear, you know, the bass player's cue to go back to the verse, I was so lost. And because I was thinking about the feel, I was thinking about making it sound good. And it wasn't this effortless thing that allowed me to listen to the other musicians. And that's what music is. It's a conversation between musicians. So that was a rude awakening. You know, needless to say, I didn't get the gig. And that taught me right then and there of the importance of learning things outside of the song. The song is queen, is all, you know, encompassing. It's the thing, the reference. But in order to get it better, because we owe it the respect that it deserves, or I should say it deserves respect, and we need to give it as much as possible in every which way, I realized that I could have done more. And it was one of those things that I hope that I only have to learn once and keep going along my way in a different way. And then one of the ways that it has been incredibly advantageous was when I first got the gig with Richie Kotzen. There were a few songs that I knew from what he mentioned and what I could feel had much more of a Jimi Hendrix, the Eagles type of a situation. And those are completely different things, right? So how do I add and subtract when an artist says like, hey, it's like this meets that? Well, you need to listen to both things and do research and try to then add and subtract on your own and see what you can come up with. And hopefully it'll be something that translates with the musicians that you're working with or working for. So I spent a lot of time listening to Hendrix that I don't normally do. And I spent a lot of time listening to the Eagles that I don't normally do. And then things start sort of opening up and revealing themselves. Like, okay, maybe the Eagles got this from, I don't know, The Band, for example. I'm just kind of being arbitrary right now. And Hendrix did all this stuff and it sounds more like Bob Dylan. Well, what was Bob Dylan's drummer doing? And so on and so forth. And ideally, you come up with an identity for the song that is congruent to the feel. And the reason why it's congruent to the feel is because you worked on many other songs that are bigger and wider than the one song that you're only working in, if that makes any sense. I can illustrate it by saying, if you're a drummer and you want to work on your halftime shuffle, you can absolutely work on Rosanna by Toto. And you can absolutely work on Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin, right? And what Bonham did. But you could also work on that feel as a whole. You take it outside of the song form. You work on the beat, on the groove. You pay attention to detail. You work on ghost notes. Then you work on with a metronome and you play that same thing at completely different speeds. And you try to nail the groove as a whole instead of just those two songs. Those two songs are universes within themselves. Completely. They're an endless source of education. And the reason why I say that is because wanting to get deep into the song will ultimately result in you wanting to get deep into that feel. And it's this endless cycle that keeps on giving. Thank you so much for listening. This was The Music Mentor Podcast.